Hey, baby, welcome back. Where are you going so quickly? Don't you want to come over and say hi? You never have to go to the bathroom that badly. What are you talking about? You came home one day basically dancing in your pants, and that didn't stop you before. So why now, all of a sudden? The couch is like 10 feet away. Why are you covering your face? Babe, where are you going? Can you stop trying to run away from me for like 2 seconds already and just tell me what's going on? What is happening right now? You know, I don't believe that excuse whatsoever. What does nothing actually mean? Would you stop hiding your face and just look at me? Babe, look at me. What did you do? No. Don't act like nothing about this is your fault. Your face is completely beat up again. And we both know you wouldn't be hiding it this much if you didn't think I'd be talking to you like this. So, what did you do this time? Was it someone at work? School? Probably one of your so-called friends? You know damn well what I mean by that. So tell me, who did this to you? You got into a fight with someone at work? I feel like I already know the answer to this question, but do you even still have a job there? Great. No, it's fine. I love not getting a verbal response from you. It tells me exactly what I need to know. But haven't we been over this whole thing already? The fact that stuff like this happens way too often, and somehow I'm always caught in the middle of it. Okay, no, absolutely not. You cannot use that as an argument here. Just because I didn't have to go in to break you up this time doesn't mean that I'm not involved in some way. I have to sit and watch you come home so that you can, what? Run off to the bathroom and try cleaning yourself up from all of this? Is that your way of trying to make me feel better by doing whatever this is to keep me out of it? We've been over this countless times. It's like I already know what's happening when you start acting weird like this, and I really wish that I didn't. Because I love you, I really do, but this? I mean, this is not what I signed up for. You can go out and continue doing whatever it is you feel like doing with your tantrums and bad habits, but I'm not going to keep getting involved like this. I have tried helping you. I have tried coaching you. And honestly, I already told you before that I can't do anything if you're not willing to put in the work. Either you figure out a way that you want to move forward and stop ruining your life, or I move out instead. Because I'm not going to sit here and watch you destroy yourself over and over again when you choose on your own that you don't want to clean up this act. I am not your mother, and I'm not trying to be. So I won't sit here and try to raise you like you're some child. I'm your girlfriend, for God's sake. And you want me to sit here and watch you get cuts and bruises like this multiple times? Is that what you want for our relationship? Then what is it that you do want? Because it seems to me like something is going on with you that you don't want to change. When we first got together, you were so special to me. You gave me more than I could ask for, and I appreciated everything that that person gave. But the person I'm looking at now isn't the same, and somehow it's only gotten worse. And what makes you think I'll believe it'll change this time? Because you said that before when I've tried helping you. And look where it's gotten us. I've already given you so many chances, and I know that neither of us wants to leave. Well, actually, I'm not so sure about you anymore, since I can't tell whether or not you're trying to push me away from this relationship. Then what are you trying to do here? Where are all these habits coming from? If it's something you've done in the past, then why is it coming back now? Why isn't it staying in the past? Look, I know that we're not all perfect, but you have to give me something to work with here. I can't do anything for you because you haven't been letting me in. You haven't been letting me help you. And instead, I have to find out from you or someone else about what you're doing behind my back. Sometimes even in front of me. I have to somehow mediate the situation, and that's only of the ones I know about. I really want to believe that you can change, but you also make it so difficult when I still see that same face getting beaten up every single time. If you want me to believe you, then you would have to promise me that this is the last time we'll need to have this talk. I'm not saying that you have to be a completely different person by tomorrow, but you have to make this work for the both of us. I can't be in such a self-destructive relationship with someone that wants to get themselves hurt over and over again. All right. I'll believe that you'll at least try from now on. But that also means you actually let me in to what's going on in your head. Is that something you're even capable of doing? If you really think that you can, then I'll try one more time. Because I don't want to lose us. But I also don't want to be with whoever it is that you are becoming. Just for now. At least let me help you get cleaned up a bit. Yeah. Come on. Let's go to the bathroom. All right, sit down. God. Who did you even think you were fooling by wearing this hoodie? I should have known from the moment you walked in that something was up. I mean, I kind of did, but it took me longer than I would have wanted it to. Now hold still, because this is going to sting a little bit. Yeah, I know. Is right. Alcohol stings when you have a cut on your face, doesn't it? But I'm sure it's not the first time, so the pain definitely won't stop you from doing it again. Sure. When I see the change, then I'll tell you that I believe you. Right now, I might have a bit of a trust issue, which I'm sure you can understand. Yes, this is necessary. You have dirt on your face, and that comes with cleaning it off. Not to mention a split lip I'm gonna have to take care of, too. I know you might be sorry, but that's not going to undo any of this. Did you at least win the fight? Of course you did. Leave it up to the troublemaker themselves to have experience with fighting. What do you mean? I'm asking because I care about you. I always care about you. But it's because I do that I can't stay if I have to worry about you constantly whenever we're apart. That's not healthy for me. And these trends of yours aren't healthy for you either. I'm sure part of the reason you've started changing to old habits is because of those friends of yours. What do you mean, what's wrong with them? They're old friends that only just came back recently, aren't they? So all of your old habits are coming back too, and sabotaging your life. You know, just because someone eggs you on to act like a jerk doesn't mean you have to listen to them all the time. I get that you missed them and you wanted to stay friends, but you don't need to act like them too. Because I'm not dating them, and I don't want to date them because of who they are as people. So I'd rather if you didn't become like them either. Because I liked the person that I grew to love before. Yeah. I really miss who we used to be before they came back into your life. Because, trust me, you've definitely turned out a lot better than they did, and I wish you didn't have to stoop to their level again. I can tell they were a horrible influence on you then, and now. This whole group of theirs wasn't healthy for you. And if you were treating people back then how you are now, then I think that part of you needs a bit of a wake-up call. So then, right now shouldn't be any different. If the old you got reprimanded enough to change your act after you all split ways, then I think you knew before that it wasn't a good thing to be like this. Especially not in a committed relationship. Because, I mean, I get that you're trying to spare my feelings by trying not to get me involved, but it's not working. We are partners in life, not two separate entities that don't care about one another. You mean a lot to me, and I wish you would take care of yourself for both of our sakes. So long as you understand that, too. There. That should at least hold you over for a while you heal. There's only so much I can do when you get yourself into this kind of trouble. Yeah. You can thank me by trying to do better like I've told you to over and over again. Since I would rather if this relationship lasted longer, but without constantly having to worry about your health. All I can ask is that you try along with me. All right?